The Halakha Zohar, the teacher of the Kabbalah, teaches that every morning something completely white and pure comes down from heaven. And if I only know how to take it, my soul is whole again. My soul just came down from heaven, and I have a choice. I can put it right back in the box that it was in yesterday, broken in half, the way I was yesterday, or I can hold on to the way my soul is coming down. In other words, what Shlomo was saying is, every day God gives us a new, fresh chance, a new soul. He did laundry on it, kevalt, and then you have a choice. You can either grab onto that purity, that holiness, and stick with it, start again. What happened yesterday doesn't matter. Or you can go back into your old habits, your old thought processes, get dragged back into it. But you always get a new start. And that's the importance of Moda'ani. You're thanking Hashem, starting your day off with thankfulness. And wow, I'm alive. Thank you, God. I have a new soul. And reminding ourselves, I have a new soul. I'm starting fresh. Yeah? It's a beautiful idea. That's why, by the way,
so the idea is waking up in the morning, that starting fresh. I have a new soul. I'm starting fresh.
So Shlomo used to get very angry. He didn't like when people would wake people up with like, hey, get up. He thought parents would just tell your kids, get up, time to go to school. Ruin their kids' morning. Ruin their kids' chance. Because the soul is just, it's so pure in the morning, early in the morning. You need that, like, soft, good morning. That's what I used to do, wake up and chat. Yeshiva used to try to do, like, a Shlomo song or something. Start up with a song, get your alarm going with something sweet. You don't want to ruin, you want to take that energy that Hashem's giving you and run with it. I find this often, that like, until I have that breakfast, I'm still in this place of purity. And then once I start breakfast, and then logistics and all these things, like, I'm back in like the day-to-day grind. So I always want to like try to hold on to that spiritual mode. I mean, in the morning, davening, learn a little extra, before I have to kind of go back into the day-to-day of life. Try to hold on to that pristine holiness of the morning. Yeah? Now, our Shlomo continues. The morning prayer was initiated by our father Abraham. And I'm sure you understand, when I say Avram initiated the morning prayer, Avram was Matakin Shacharis, it doesn't only mean that we take out a prayer book and we pray in the morning. Waking up in the morning, that is Abraham. Meaning Avram represents what it means to start afresh. Yeah? To start from the beginning. Because what do you do when you live in a pagan world? What do you do when everything around you is broken? You hold on to that drop which is coming down from heaven. You hold on to that purity and you grab onto it with all your heart. So when it says Avram is Matakin, established Shacharis, not just saying technically he brought it down, he's the one who's drawing in that holy, holy pureness, purity, and bringing it down to our lives. So we bless, we should mamish, you know, wake up sweet and try to grab onto that holiness, that purity, and let it last for as long as we can. Yeah? Makes sense? All right, you got it? You got idea number one?